At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
K-Rock, we're Klein Ellie Show. It's Monday morning, and we are together again. If you were able to make it out to join us, Santa Monica, on Friday after the show, you got to witness, not necessarily as dramatic as the NBA Finals, but you did get to witness something in the world of athletics. It was Allie battling two children in a game of pickleball. Congratulations. The kids spanked out. As I expected, the kids beat her badly. I won all of my bets, although a lot of the people that bet me, especially through Instagram, have since disappeared and blocked me.
Oh.
So I don't know if I'm going to get any of that money. But more importantly, it was an exciting, I think, a reality check for someone that claimed exactly 1 week ago today on these airwaves that she was a, quote, pickleball prodigy.
Well, let's be clear. I never really played pickleball before that moment. I only really played on, like, a refurbished bocce ball court.
Who cares? You still made the claim.
Yeah, once you claim I'm a pickleball prodigy.
But I said from the beginning I didn't have any training. I have what it, I think I have what it takes to eventually be very good.
Right, but then as we learned from that professional celebrity pickleball coach on Friday, he said that everybody plays one time and thinks that because it's not that difficult. Like, there's not a level of difficulty where, like, you basically go from sucking to being okay pretty quickly.
I'm good at ping pong. But I'm not good at tennis. And I think pickleball should be a little more like ping pong. I think the court needs to be even smaller. And I think the ball needs to be smaller.
They need to change everything, sure, including the dimensions of the playing field or whatever they call it?
To accommodate
meet your...
Yes. Yeah. Right. I think it needs to be half the size. Well, and I want just a bigger... Like,
you should be
ping pong.
I'm already thinking of what would be the next event, because obviously you lost to the children and then you
lost 11-3. It was a bad loss.
Whoa!
Yeah, it was crazy, dude.
They were all like talking to each other like, hey, she's hitting them this way, so start serving that way. And I'm like, what are you getting?
Oh, strategy,
like,
you mean?
Yeah.
And Allie had no strategy at all. In fact, the only points I think she won were when the kids got, like, they had a bad communication with each other. We show up to this event, and thank you once again, Pickle Pop, for having us out. We put this together real last minute. Surprised anyone showed up. But there were quite a few listeners there. We had to bring in an extra set of bleachers to accommodate. And we'll get a video up on our Instagram if you want to see some of the action, especially the end when Allie does battle Blind Charlie in a consolation point and loses that point as well.
Yeah, but after the fact, I also played doubles with some listeners, and my partner was Blind Charlie's dad.
Right.
And he actually really injured himself.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He was diving for a ball, and then he fell and did like a somersault, and then he was like, ah! And I was like, and he was like, I'm good.
This is why this company hates when we do anything, because if we ask for permission, they say no. So we just do it ourselves. And then a guy like that injures himself, and then the lawsuits start pending, and they yell at us, and they say, you guys didn't have permission, which is why we called it from the very beginning an unsanctioned event. We got there, met the kid right away. I see these kids, and I could just see, because 11's a weird age with kids, because you can either look at an 11-year-old and they could be sitting there trying to lick gum off their shoe, or they could look like these kids, who are exactly what I would imagine when you see, like, kids that have a room full of trophies.
They had muscle tone.
Yeah.
I was like, these kids are not 11.
I
was jealous of the 11-year-old boy's body, which is a weird thing to say. But I was like, man, I wish I...
He is very toned.
He had like real definition. Now, met the father, the mother. They were out there.
Nice.
They couldn't have been nicer. I think the dad listens to the show, but now he forced his kids to listen, so they're all fans of the show. We found out that they had sadly lost their house after the fires, and so as a result, that sucks. Your kids lose their room and everything. And then this was a nice distraction. But pickleball has been a fun activity, I guess, that they, who knew, were so good at, because they really downplayed it. And they said, oh, they only played 7 times this year. And then we find out that apparently their aunt is like ranked or something in pickleball.
Yeah, she's like a nationally ranked pickleball champion or some crap.
So Allie tells me right before the match, because I talked to her quietly, I said, are you concerned at all? You know, do you think this is going to go well? Because I do believe when you showed up, especially you had a lot of listeners there that were really getting, you know, giving you like positivity. They were saying, Allie, you got them. Like, you got this. There was people that had signs they were holding up.
There was U of 10 signs.
U of 10. There was all sorts of, you know, I think that you actually still thought before the game started that you had a chance to win.
I don't know. When I saw them both go on the court and, like, one stayed in the front and the other went in the back, I was like, oh, man, they have, like a system.
Yeah.
And this is probably going to be a little more difficult than I thought. And I didn't really have any time to warm up or practice because Pickle Pop is very busy.
Right.
I mean, every court was taken, and some of the people there are incredible. Like, you can tell they're nationally ranked. So I thought I was going to have at least 15.
I don't think they're nationally ranked. I think that's just what an average pickleball player looks
like. No, dude. There was a girl who had,
like... Yeah, that's just a lady in her 70s who's moderately good at pickleball.
She's not nationally ranked.
There were a group of moms that were really good, and then there was also this couple, and this girl had, like, sweatbands all over. Like, that. Right. You're serious.
That's what these people do. They buy all the gear because they think they're great, but they're just average.
No, they were good. And then I thought to myself, well, I'm not really going to have much time to warm up. I was trying to warm up, but I didn't even have any time to. And then before we knew it, we were playing.
Here's my general consensus about pickleball at this point. A lot of people go through life wondering, when am I going to find my thing? What's going to be my thing? Why don't I have a thing? Everyone's got the thing that they're good at.
And you're pickleball, still finding yours.
I've accepted the fact I don't have a thing. But pickleball, I believe, is the thing that everyone who didn't have a thing goes, I finally found my thing. Because it's easy. There's a lot of idiots doing it. You can be very average and feel good about yourself. People claim it's a good workout.
It is a good workout. I was sweating my ass
off. You were so splotchy. The splotchiest I've ever seen you, and by far the wettest. And this was just during the warm-up. And she got to the game, and this is how it began. So here's some audio. We'll put a video up soon.
Greetings, and welcome to the first and last ever One Dyke versus
High quality stuff, dude.
This is as good as we could have got, guys. This is as good as it gets.
Greetings, and welcome to the first and last ever One Dyke versus Two Tykes pickleball battle.
I should point
out. They were cheering, by the way. It sounds like booing.
I think they were booing. And the people that were there playing that were not a part of our thing on the other courts definitely seemed like they were not thrilled we were there.
Yeah.
They did not know. We kind of took over.
But everyone was really hyped. And I understand why people like playing pickleball and like watching it.
Yeah.
And we have the first serve coming over. It has to bounce two times.
Now, this was a guy explaining the rules.
I got a problem with him, too.
Well, he was explaining the rules.
Because he knows the rules?
Yes. No, and he forgot to give me a rule. And then I made him start the game over.
Yeah, that was the best. So we start the match. Allie loses 1 point. Then she thinks she wins a point. The guy goes, you didn't win. You were in the kitchen or something
like
that.
Yeah, and then he's like, but only on the first serve or
something. So Allie got
all
mad.
Whatever, dude. Then let's start over because you didn't tell me that.
And Allie made a whole... She was already down technically two. And she's like, start over the game. So we had to start over the whole game.
And we have the first serve coming over. It has to bounce two times before they can start spiking the ball. But they can never spike the ball inside the kitchen.
So they had to basically start over, and they had to re-explain the rules to Allie because she was, you know, this pickleball prodigy over here didn't know the rules of the game.
Yes, I literally watched a YouTube video of how to play on the way there.
Right.
And that's how that was my training.
Yeah. And then the game started, and I think it was pretty clear pretty quickly that it was not going to go well for you. I mean, there was a few...
Well, because one of the YouTube videos I watched said that after you serve, you're supposed to move up close. And they, I think, knew that I was making that mistake, so they kept hitting it way behind me.
Oh, so great.
And then I couldn't pivot and get back there in
time. Allie kept tripping over her own cankles, trying to make her way to the back of the court. And it was like, anytime she was in a position... You could see, it was so clear to watch as a spectator. It was so easy to see what they were doing, which is like, let's go ahead and hit it, make you run up to the net, and then they would immediately...
Hit anywhere she's not, so then she has to run.
And every time they'd be like, Allie would be like, oh, God, she's chasing it like a labradoodle looking for a tennis
one
ball.
One of the things you pointed out initially was that you liked pickleball because there wasn't a lot of running involved. I saw a lot of running.
This was a lot of running because there are two people, and I'm one person. There's less running if you're two people. If I had a partner, I think this would have been different.
So it got very exciting.
Can you admit that I looked good at some points?
There was a few points, very few, of the 11 you played. But of the 11 points that were played, or maybe the 15 total, because you lost.
For someone who's never played before, I did pretty good.
There were some points where it got very... I found myself getting shockingly engrossed in what was happening. Like, I was like, oh, my God.
We had some good volleys or whatever.
Some good volleys. Most of those points you ended up losing. Eventually, you kind of tired out, and then you you kind of, like, did some weird gay flail with the ball.
That was definitely the Tyson of the...
But then we wanted to build Allie's self-confidence. confidence back after she got smoked by the kids. So we decided, let's bring Blind Charlie onto the court, who was there, and let's let him play 1 point against Allie. We thought it would help your confidence to beat a blind
guy. And they just happened to have, at pickleball, one giant oversized paddle.
It was a novelty
paddle. It's like comically Whose Line Is It Anyway size.
And so here's the point between Allie and Blind Charlie.
Sun's out, dumb's out.
Hold on.
What?
That's not the point.
Show. Right. Now live to 11.
What an appropriate jingle there.
I literally just saw you push the wrong button. Sun, I was like, what are you doing?
Sun's out, dumb's out. Here's Blind Charlie versus Allie.
Yeah!
That's
Charlie!
That's Klein being so happy that Charlie beat
Now, what's happening here is Blind Charlie is just deciding, just even trying to get in the right position so he can hit the ball.
He wasn't even facing the right way.
He was facing the wrong way.
Good enough for Charlie, huh?
All right.
Yeah. Charlie crushed it.
Now, Charlie ends up, we face him towards the net. We drop the ball. He swings. He doesn't know what he's doing. He hits it over the net.
He dinked it in the kitchen, and I was way in the back of the court, so I couldn't run to get it in time.
Yeah, so
and then that later that day, as soon as I got home, I was like, Katie, we are going and playing pickleball right now. And we went to not a pickleball court, a tennis court.
Mm.
And she she never picked up a pickleball paddle in her life, and she beat me 4 games in a row.
Oh my god! So your day.
And I was like, actually, I think I am just bad at this.
So your day went losing to children, followed by losing to a blind man, followed by losing to your wife, who's never played before.
Correct.
No wonder you have a drinking problem now.
Yeah, and then there are a lot of reasons for me to be drunk.
And then you turn to the booze. And then, of course, the saddest part of the entire day was not Allie. It was our very own Pantyhose Greg that showed up after the entire event.
Hi, Klein and Allie, Pantyhose Greg. I came here, I took the bus, and no one's here now, so I gotta go home. All right, see you later.
Oh. How long did it take you, though? It
took me so long. There's like so many stops.
And then Vanessa laughs at him, and that becomes the day. So there you have it.
Vanessa's so mean.
I know.
Unbelievable.
Let me film you, loser.
Right. Well, there you have it. What a day. Vanessa, you were there to witness it. Anything else that I missed out on? Do you think Allie played good? Or
honestly, that whole sport looked really hard to me.
Yes.
And Allie was all over the place. Those kids did look intimidating.
Right.
So it makes sense.
But I did it. Played pretty well, Vanessa, right?
Yeah, I mean, you look professional to me.
Thank you.
Well, that's another child there. Of course, there's team child. You know. Three of them split a cheese pack after it. Well, anyway, what an event. And thank you once again for having us out. Anyone who showed up, hopefully you had a good time. It was always good to see listeners. Apparently, a bunch of people brought weed to give to Pantyhose Greg, and they never saw him. So it's the worst part about it.
Got to
take a break. When we get back, the show continues. We'll get you to Universal and much more after this.